Introduce myself, Bob Anderson from Healdsburg, and introduce board members, Mike Dunker from Rio Dell, Bill Massey, Forestville, to my left, David Noren from Sebastopol, John Corbett, McKinleyville, Carol Dean, San Rosen, Jeff Hales, Eureka. And today, Heidi Harris will not be joining us. We have Executive Officer, introduce staff.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'm your Executive Officer, Catherine Kuhlman. Across on sound, we have Patty Corsi. Greg Nash is our IT guy for today. Jean Lockett, you know what Jean does. And I have Staff Counsel Kim Niemeyer here with me, all the way to my right. Assistant Executive Officer Luis Rivera next to me. And staff will introduce themselves as they come up to make their presentations. Thank you.
Thank you. Time for ex parte communication disclosure.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Hale.
I had a lunch meeting yesterday with Mike Janai and Mike Miles of Humboldt Redwood Company. And it was more of a informal meeting just to get to know each other a little bit and to discuss the possibility of going on a tour of some of their property.
Okay. And we have the State Board Liaison, Tam Noduk, with us this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Good morning.
Member Massey directed me last night to bring good news from Sacramento, and I gave it a lot of thought, and I have no good news, so with that.
Thank you.
So I really did give it a great deal of thought, but I do want to just briefly update you on a few items. Last time, I think I appeared before you in Yreka, I mentioned that the legislature was winding up, and there was a package of Delta bills that were being considered. Even though the legislature rolled up their sleeves and worked until the wee hours of the morning, they were not able to pass the Delta package, and it is uncertain at this time whether the governor will call a special session on water. Even though the package itself focuses on Delta, on the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, there is a component in that package involving water rights, which obviously would have broader implication. They're pretty contentious, controversial areas with respect to that water rights proposal from the legislature. I know that they're continuing to work on it. We are continuing to provide technical assistance in the area of the components of monitoring, reporting, enforcement, and adjudication when it comes to water rights. So I expect more discussion. I don't know where it will go, but there is still, it seems, legislative interest because we're continuing to receive and handle requests for technical assistance from the legislature. And then outside of the Delta, I wanted to give you two heads up on things that are on before the State Water Board at our next meeting next week, actually, next Tuesday. One is we're looking forward to receiving an update from our wetlands team, of which your staff has been involved. As you know, a year or so, maybe almost 2 years now, the State Water Board adopted a resolution which directed the development of a wetlands policy in three different phases. And the first phase requires the development of a common definition. And your staff, along with staff from the San Francisco Regional Water Board, Los Angeles, and a bunch of regional water board staff and state board staff, formed a technical advisory committee that has developed a proposed definition. And we're looking forward to hearing their report next Tuesday. Also, Pat, did you have anything?
Yeah, just to clarify, we actually haven't been able to participate in that recently. Our leads, after having lost our lead staff, we've been only tangentially following it. Ms. Lundborg has been out ill for much of the last 4 months, so just we're a little bit behind the curve. But thank you for the nice words anyway.
Well, you were one of the leaders in helping it, getting it started, and hopefully we'll be able to engage your expertise again. The second item that the State Board will be hearing next Tuesday is an update from our Underground Storage Tank Fund Task Force. The board, a few months ago, recognizing the dire condition of that fund, created a task force consisting of 15 members, and one of the charges we have for that task force is to look at the fund, to look at ways to improve not only the management of the fund, but also the overall program itself. The task force itself has developed the parameters and issues and questions for an audit that will be conducted by an independent external party of the fund. And I expect that on Tuesday they will come to us with their recommendations on the audit as well as their current efforts in terms of making improvements to the fund. And then finally, later on this month, the State Board will consider the draft water quality enforcement policy. We have received comments from your staff raising some concerns with respect to the penalty calculation methodology, as well as the use of compliance projects, particularly for disadvantaged and small communities. And certainly we'll be looking into that and working with your staff, hopefully, to address in particularly that latter issue, which I know is important to this regional board and also very important, obviously, to the State Board. So that concludes my report. Not, no really, really great news from Sacramento, but not bad news either, right, Bill?
I guess comparative to other news that arrives periodically from Sacramento, that we appreciate.
Thank you. Indifference is always good.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Board member reports. Executive officer report. We can do that later. All right, we have public forum. Time for any member of the public to address the board on an item not on the agenda. Okay, I don't have any cards. I don't have any takers. Item one, I don't have any minutes. They'll be coming forward. We have a revisiting of the 2010 board meeting schedule under item two.
Do we need a motion on that, Mr. Chairman, or just comment?
I think it's informational. I don't think we need to officially adopt meeting schedule, but I did have on the October 21st date, is that the date that we settled on? Is this the original? I mean, we had at our last meeting in Grenada some discussion about moving the 21st to the 28th.
So I thought it was the reverse. We had it on the 28th.
Is that?
And then Mr. Massey told him Massey asked us to move it to the 21st.
We'll ask Mr. Massey which date he prefers, and maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't.
Thank you for making sure that I don't know, because I don't. either one is acceptable. We can live with it either way. All right. Thank you.
Well, we've had it both ways, so I guess we'll go today with the 21st. It's a ways into the future, but cool. All right. Item three is a uncon-